Good morning, everyone. Kind of a nutty story next, which really explains the globally interconnected economy and just how things can change pretty radically when China and its market weighs in on your little commodity. Hilton Segler joins us, Executive Director of the National Pecan Growers Council. Hilton, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
So when did you and some of the pecan farmers that you represent began to get the call from the Chinese?
Well, that happened about 5 years ago. Up until then, most of the nuts that was grown here in the United States, as well as the ones that we imported from old Mexico, was used domestically, you know. So.
And put in pecan pies and, you know, sort of.
And put in pecan pies at Christmas time.
Maybe your salads. Apparently, you know, some of these upscale restaurants do salads with the goat cheese and pecan, some of that sort of stuff, right?
Absolutely.
Now,
I'm going to have to teach you how to say it. We call it, in South Georgia, we call it pecan.
Pecan, yeah. And,
there you go.
And have you had to teach the Chinese how to say it?
Well, not really. They adapt fairly rapidly. They really do.
Well, how rapidly have you had to adapt? Because give us a sense of what an impact this has had on the price and the scale of production to meet this new Chinese demand.
Well, you know, it takes 10 to 12 years to grow a tree into production so that you can start getting a return on your investment. So Georgia, of course, in most years and certainly in on year, will produce 35 to maybe 40% of the total production in the United States. It is the largest. It is the largest state. We have a good many nuts, and most all of ours are the improved varieties. That is the large nuts that are in great demand by the Chinese people. 80% of the world, John, the world's production of pecans is in the United States.
I mean, you are sitting on the sort of Saudi Arabia of pecans. I'm wondering if what's going on with the oil market because of Chinese demand is really mirrored by what's going on with pecans.
Well, you know, it could be, but one of the things that you have to kind of keep in mind is that, of course, this crop is native to the United States. It's not grown in other parts of the world. Only recently, there's a 20% of the world production is in other countries, and that's old Mexico and a little bit down in Australia. South Africa has a few, as well as Brazil. But with the crop being over here and the work that our industry has done over the last 7, 8, 10 years in the health benefit of this nut, we're beginning to share this with all parts of the world. People, believe it or not, in other countries seems to be a little bit more health conscious than we are here in the United States.
There you go. Well, that gets me to the question, what are the Chinese doing with these pecans?
Well, they're eating them primarily as a snack food. You know, this is, and be honest with you, it's out of all the nuts tested by the USDA, as well as the Loma Linda University out in California, pecans are the highest in antioxidants, and this is extremely good. We've got strong evidence that eating just maybe a pound and a half, or an ounce and a half, I'm sorry, of pecans a couple of times a week helps very much as far as your heart disease and possibly
yeah,
even
yeah, yeah, you're selling. There you go. There you go, Hilton, selling those pecans.
Yeah. Doesn't help much with fried chicken, though.
There you go. That's right. So, Hilton, before we go, what was the price of a, you know, whatever it is, a barrel, a pound of pecans 5 years ago, and what is it today?
Well, the average price maybe 5 years ago was hard-pressed to even reach 90 cents to a dollar. As far as the grower's concerned.
And today?
Now the price this past year, the grower's average price was probably $215, $220 a pound.
Wow.
The future is pecans.
Now, you understand this. We sell pecans by the pound.
Right.
They sell almonds and walnuts by the ton, okay? We make a very we make a very small amount of production. So, you know, it's not buying tons of it.
Right, well, that goes back to the first thing you said. It's because the trees take a long time to grow. And
it's generational, John.
So when are we going to bring these new trees online? 5 years, 10 years?
Well, we're planting here in Georgia about 5,000 to 8,000 acres annually, and have for the last 4 or 5 years. It's hard to find any new trees in nurseries. Pecans are grown from North Carolina all the way to California along the Gulf Coast. It's native to the Mississippi River Valley area down there. But a lot of the storms coming in with hurricanes in South Alabama, the Panhandle of Florida, Louisiana, even over into Texas, Mississippi, it's destroyed a lot of acres over here. So
right,
we're located here in Georgia, 100 miles from the coast.
I feel like I'm sitting on your.
We don't have the violent storms as they do.
Yeah, and that's why Georgia, you know, has 35% of the production in the U.S. You know, I feel like I'm sitting on your porch here, Hilton, talking about pecans.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I got to move on. But have you learned any Mandarin Chinese words or any of the farmers that you know had to learn Mandarin?
Well, not a whole lot, but we have gathered a lot of friends. Believe it or not, the Chinese people, they're great people to do business with. They do business more with friends than they do anything else. Now, they're sharp, price-conscious people. There's no question about it. But you have to get a relationship with the Chinese in order to really sustain your business.
And
there.
You've done that. Hilton Segler is executive director of the National Pecan Growers Council. He's retired from growing pecans himself, but represents pecan farmers who are dealing with the Chinese demand within the last 5 years for pecans that has driven the price up more than 150%. Hilton, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's all I want. Just a piece of pecan pie. And all I want is you. Now don't you call me key lime.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.